Okay. It's Annie Talk.
Oh, whoa, this is weird.
And today is what?
Today is the 19th.
Okay, Thursday, August 19th.
Yes.
What were you about to say?
I was gonna say August.
Okay. So. Okay. So I hate to keep doing this, but again.
Oh my god, what?
Big news.
I don't know what it is.
And I haven't told her what it is.
Why does this always happen?
Okay. Okay. It's really, really big news.
Oh no.
Everybody's safe.
One of them Nocturne has kids.
Everybody's safe. Everybody's healthy.
Oh, thank God.
No one has kids that I know of.
Or is married.
But
Jin is married.
No.
Oh my god.
No, no one's married. But on my way home from the gym,
what?
I got an email.
Oh god.
No.
Okay.
It's not good news.
Oh.
It's not good news.
No.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think you know what it's going to be.
No.
What do you think it's going to be?
The world tour is canceled.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got an email from Ticketmaster. It says, from Ticketmaster fan support. And the subject line is, BTS Map of the Soul Tour, North American cancellation information. Does that mean the whole thing? I don't know. It says North American.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe some venues will have it. I don't know. But it says, and this is going to be long, but I'm going to read it. Okay.
Okay.
It says, hi, live event fan. Are you okay?
Yeah, why?
Okay. Because you're waving your hand.
Because it says hi.
Oh. Okay. Hi, live event fan. Unfortunately, the event organizer has had to cancel your event. BTS Map of the Soul Tour. BTS Map of the Soul Tour. Rose Bowl, Sunday, May 3rd, 2020, 7:30 p.m. The good news is that a refund will be processed automatically for you. You should expect to receive your refund within 30 days. Please note, if the tickets were transferred to you, the refund will go to the fan who originally purchased the tickets from Ticketmaster. Thank you for your patience and understanding. We look forward to gathering and celebrating the live experience together again. Please see below for an important message from Big Hit Music regarding this announcement. Ticketmaster fan support. Okay. So that was the letter from Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Now this is the part from
Big Hit.
Got okay. It. Hello. This is Big Hit Music. Our company has worked hard to resume preparations for the BTS Map of the Soul Tour, knowing that all fans have been waiting eagerly and long for the tour. However, due to changing circumstances beyond our control, it has become difficult to resume performances at the same scale and timeline as previously planned. Therefore, it is with a profound sense of regret that we must announce the cancellation of the BTS Map of the Soul Tour. The tour's concerts in Seoul were previously canceled in February of last year, followed by the postponement of the North American leg in March. Dates in Europe and Japan were postponed prior to the start of the ticket sales in those regions. We regret that we must now inform you of the formal cancellation of the tour. For fans who have reserved tickets for the North American shows, you will receive an email from your original point of purchase regarding refunds. Once again, please allow us to offer our sincere apology to all fans who have waited for the BTS Map of the Soul Tour to resume, and we will return with new performances as soon as possible. Thank you.
You know what, though? This is in no way, shape, or form the last time that they're going to perform.
No.
The last time we could go see them.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like... But at the same time, it almost felt like it was already canceled since we've been waiting for
we
so long.
We have been waiting for a long time. The problem is,
it's so hard to get tickets.
It's so hard to get tickets.
It's so hard. And we got pretty good
ones,
too.
We had tickets to Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Am I looking forward to the big fat refund we're going to get? Yeah. But I'll just save it.
For next time.
Yeah, so I can buy more tickets. But I'm like, now it's official. Yep. You know, it was really nice to have that little bit of hope still.
To be like, maybe they're gonna still do it. Maybe.
Right. And now we know for sure ain't gonna happen.
Yep.
Disappointing. I don't know. I'd love to know how BTS feels. Obviously, they're gonna be sad. They're probably gonna tell us the same thing. Don't worry. Like, something else will happen.
Right.
But again, it's just so hard to get tickets. And I feel like every show, it's more and more competitive because there's more and more fans.
Yep.
You know?
Every time, yep.
Oh, jeez.
God. I mean,
I wonder if they could hear my. Did you hear my face palm right now?
Whack. What? I feel like. I mean, even just.
Oh my god.
Our first experience getting tickets was crazy. I don't know. I didn't get the Super M tickets with you, so I don't know what that was like for you.
It wasn't too bad. Oh, I got those at the gym. I was like in the gym parking lot. Like,
oh, like.
Yes. Because I had forgotten. I had forgotten about when they went on sale. So I logged in when I could, and I was like, oh no, I'm never going to get them.
But then you got them.
I got some. Yeah.
And then this one, I feel like it was even harder.
It was super.
Granted, we didn't have like 50 people with like a laptop and a phone.
We kind of did because I had to work when they went on sale one day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So your auntie had to buy them.
I was at dance.
Mm-hmm. So anyways.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that crazy?
Yep. Very crazy. Super sad. Super sad. But I understand.
Yep, I get it too.
And you can't have something postponed indefinitely. Like, at some point, you're like, okay.
You're like, let's just cancel. 2 years later.
Right.
That's basically what happened. It almost feels.
Yeah. Like. Well, because it was supposed to happen in May 2020. It's already August 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, COVID cases are going up again.
Yeah.
So they're probably.
It's probably just a safe call.
Yeah, they're like, we can't even plan anything.
Well, and you have to think about, like, also. And I'm sure that, like, from a business standpoint, you know what I mean? Like, if they start spending all this money to get all the props and whatever they need, like, new outfits, blah, 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 and this and that,
mm-hmm.
and then everything shuts down again, mm-hmm. like, you know
so,
what I mean?
So I wonder if this means that they're just gonna have to play, obviously do live shows for a little bit longer, but maybe we won't have stadium shows for a little while because that's just too many people. Maybe they'll have to play in smaller venues, which isn't the worst thing.
Mm-mm. I love like when, I don't know if you guys have ever seen, but a lot of the time when like more like underground, like K-R&B artists, like they play at like the not so like here are the seats, like everyone just kind of cramped in together and you're like, yeah,
like standing room only.
Yeah, exactly.
Small like theaters,
like they're like, this is the capacity for the theater, sell that many tickets. Yeah. Basically, like, yeah. I think that that'd be kind of cool.
It is cool because, and I think that was the big turnoff for us for going to a stadium was,
are we even gonna see them?
We would just be looking at the monitors the whole time, basically.
Yep. Yeah, I think that playing, like, and I don't know, I feel like the, like you said, do live shows a lot. So, like, the online concerts, I loved when they did the online concerts. I thought that was super fun to even just, like, be, like, this is what's happening with them right now in this moment. Mm-hmm. But,
No, I love it, because we're still connecting with them, like, even, live in that second, you know?
Yep, but... I think it would be nice if they had the smaller ones. I just think that it's hard because they are so famous now, like with security and like now with COVID too, like being in a small space, you know what I mean? Especially
and
people jamming in. Like,
and if spaces are small,
tickets.
Like look how hard it was to get tickets for these places that
can
seat like 30,000, 50,000 people. Like,
you're going to have to be, if they can, like, allow you to be in line, you got to be in line, like,
since
a month
now.
Ahead.
Let's get in line right now.
Let's go.
Where's the line?
We haven't even, we don't even know where or when.
Okay, but you put me in line, okay?
Put me in line. We don't even have any songs. So.
We'll have to see what happens. But, I mean, I think the whole world right now is, we just gotta go with the flow. We gotta continue being understanding of all of this. We gotta remember that, like, there's We have to consider everyone's safety. Mm-hmm. We have to do what's best for the people around us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For ourselves and others. Mm-hmm. Emphasize on the others.
And I think that maybe some people are losing sight of that. Like, a lot of these things aren't done with the intent to, like, infringe upon your rights or restrict you. It's done to help everyone as a group, as a whole, mm-hmm. you know? And sometimes we have to sacrifice for the greater good.
Well, and I feel like just saying, like, if you can sacrifice, even just for, like, 2 years, that could end up, like, closing the time on how long this is
right.
actually has been.
Right, you it's like, I mean? It's like, put up with this and do what's right for a couple of years so that it just stops.
The rest of your life.
Rather than
like, bam.
rebelling, and this lasting for 50 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, that's a different topic for a different day.
Different topic for a different day, peeps.
So, okay. Well, we'll just keep going.
World tour cancellation.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming. If there's another world tour, of course, we'll let you know.
Yep.
You know? And we'll have tickets.
When tickets go on sale, I'll be like, sorry, I can't go into work today. I have to not work.
What reason? To not work. Duh.
All right, well, thanks for listening, guys. It was nice to catch up with you. We hope that you're all doing great.
Great.
Feel free to reach out to us. Find us on TikTok, find us on Instagram, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.